Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 3, 1805. A New Year celebration. Two days ago, the Corps of Discovery celebrated the New Year, January 1, 1805. The day was ushered in by the firing of the two swivel guns. In response to a request from the chiefs, the captain sent 16 men, with their music, to visit the first Mandan village for the purpose of dancing. The men played their music and danced. One of the French watermen was along and performed by dancing on his hands, which amused the Indians very much. In return, the Indians gave the men 3 robes and 13 strings of corn. Captain Clark writes a short entry for this third day of the new year.
Some snow today. 8 men go to hunt the buffalo, killed a hare and wolf. Several Indians visit us today, and a Gros Ventre came after his wife, who had been much abused and came for protection. Captain William Clark, January 3, 1805.
To give the listener a sense of what life was like and how it would continue as the winter went on, James Rhonda, professor at the University of Tulsa, who is best known for his book Lewis and Clark Among the Indians, wrote, "Heading into a winter at close quarters, the captains had every reason to worry about cabin fever and sudden outbursts of uncontrolled fury. These nagging fears were not realized. At Fort Mandan, the expedition settled in and settled down. With minor exceptions, there were no more angry eruptions. During the Mandan winter, the Corps of Northwestern Discovery found itself and became a family. It was a family that could grouse and complain, as every family must, but it was a community now willing to submerge individual desires for the good of the whole. The Fort Mandan experience gave the expedition what it needed most, a sense of unity and common purpose for the journey ahead." This is quoted from Rhonda's essay, A Most Perfect Harmony, Life at Fort Mandan. Tomorrow, Home on the Plains.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.